two wrongful death lawsuits emerge from the tragic December plane crash that claimed the lives of former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife Christina, their two children, and pilots Dennis and Jack Dutton. The Dutton estates are each pursuing $15 million in damages, alleging that Biffle, as the aircraft owner, failed to maintain the plane properly. The lawsuits assert that poor maintenance contributed to the Cessna 500 Citation II crash shortly after takeoff from Statesville Regional Airport in North Carolina on December 18th. Preliminary investigations revealed that the aircraft's altimeter provided faulty readings, and Dennis Dutton relinquished control to his son moments before the disaster. The plane crashed about a third of a mile from the runway, igniting into a massive fireball upon impact. Crucially, neither Jack Dutton nor Biffle possessed the necessary endorsement on their pilot's licenses to serve as co-pilot. Aviation safety expert Jeff Gazzetti points to this lack of experience as a potential factor in crash. The National Transportation Safety Board continues its investigation, with a final report pending. Biffle, 55, had an illustrious career, winning over 50 races in NASCAR, including 19 in the Cup Series, and was recognized for his humanitarian efforts following Hurricane Helene.